You know, in years past, you know, we have gone through many of the psukim inside. We showed how we used primarily Yalshet, but virtually many mepharshim. We frequently went through every pasuk. We showed how every word, literally every word, has impact and tells, explains. We've done that years, for years. This year, I wanna zero in on what I was really attempting to do all these years, and I thought last year we made a breakthrough, at least the way I saw it, in terms of really getting a Havana. Let me begin with a question that was very pertinent to last year's discussion. Why was the Sefer Rus written? Let me explain. Nothing was accorded to be I'm sorry, I just had some news about some issue. Nothing became part of the Jewish set of Sifri Kodesh, the Chaf Dalet Sifri Kodesh, unless we knew it was written with Ruach HaKodesh. Otherwise, there's a debate in the Gemara, was Koheles the Chochmah of Shlomo, the smartest man who ever lived, or was it written Ruach HaKodesh? If it would have just been Chochmah of Shlomo, there's no Kedusha. You could take it into the bathroom. We paskin, it was written with Ruach HaKodesh. That implies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him write the Sefer. It came really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the work of man. That's the core idea of Ruach HaKodesh. There's a debate in the Rishon, between the Rambam and the Abarbanel, for example. Are the Ketuvim written as a Navi, which is a much deeper level of Siyata Deshmaya, of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is it less direct, Ruach HaKodesh? Means Kaddish Baruch talks through you, but it's not the vision that a Navi had. That's a debate of Barbanel and the Rambam on whether David HaMelech was a Navi, but all agree what he wrote came at least through Ruach HaKodesh.
Rabbi Rosenholz, just I want to ask you, can you call me after the shir?
As late as 10:15? I'm sorry, Yochanan.
Anytime. Yes. Okay. Bye.
That has impact on something that happened last year. If you recollect, someone mentioned that a rabbi who I don't remember the name, and perhaps he has sources, wrote a sefer that Shlomo HaMelech wrote the Sefer Mishle, and part of that is the Eishes Chayil as a tribute to his ancestors Rus. If you recollect, someone mentioned that during our shir. I think most of you remember my reaction. I said, that's not what the Gemara says. That's not what the Midrashim say, right? I don't know his sources, so I don't want to criticize. Maybe he has no set, although Shalom Belsky told me that he had the same question. He didn't know that the Gemara does. It says differently. The Gemara gives different sources what it was written. But he says, shouldn't you find that in a Medrash? He says he thinks maybe there's a Medrash. That should probably be pre-publication, not post-publication. The real issue is, this is a 20th century notion that a man writes a sefer and it gets the status of a Dover Shebekdusha as a tribute to his ancestors, even if it's a moving tribute. Even Shlomo Melech, when he wrote Koheles, would not have had the Kedusha attached to Koheles. It wasn't Ruach HaKodesh. It means Hashem guided the writing. It was not humanly inspired, per se. So to say that it was written by someone as a tribute, and Hashem, you have to say Hashem, otherwise it wouldn't be a sefer Kodesh, right? That was really the basis of my reaction to that book, which, again, without sources, it's an interesting idea that has really no place in Torah literature as far as I can see at this point. So you have to ask yourself, why was the first ever written? What's the problem with Rus? So the Gemara says, I think it's Rav Zeira, Rus says, there's no halachas in Rus. There's no tumen Torah. There's no halachic aspect that you can learn from Rus. Why was it written? It's a fascinating story. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his Ruach Kodesh, inspire it to be written by Shmuel HaNavi? That's the challenge. And they struggle with this. So one opinion is given is that because David HaMelech, you all know that when David HaMelech ascended the throne, there was a tremendous amount of antagonism to his leadership. The Pasuk, Evan Mo'asu Abonim, the cornerstone was rejected. They rejected that cornerstone. Hayu Salom Shmona became the foundation of the Klal Yisrael, That's about David HaMelech. He was the child who was the outcast. When Shmuel HaNavi came to find which of the children of Yishai was appropriate for the leadership, because Hashem said in that direction, no one even brought him out. It's like the ugly, the ugly princess, right? I don't know if that's a good analogy, but right? He was not qualified. Him? The story of David and his son rebelled. The story of David is not all that different, unfortunately, than many in the royal world. Kingships are challenged. Political positions are challenged. And David faced the same issue. So one opinion says it was to show his yichus. However, there's a problem with that. However, you know what the problem is, right? Historically, who is the greatest enemy of Klal Yisrael? What is the nation that is not allowed to become a ger? Someone? I thought I heard someone.
Moav.
You're breaking up a little, Michael. But yeah, Moav. Moav was the country that did not allow us to drink, tried to kill us when we came out and we went out of the desert. Moav is the country that is the arch enemy historically of the Jews. So David HaMelech, they write his sefer Shmuel to show his yichus. Who is he descended from? Rus Hamoavias, Hamavia. It was also not well known that exclusion of joining the Jewish people, which is rare, even the Mitzrim, after three generations could join, was reserved for only the men. Women were allowed, so she was allowed to become a gioris. That was not well known. So you write a book, oh, this is my yichus. Oops. Right? What is the pshat? So Rav Zera says it's to teach us chesed. The problem with that is there's a lot of ways to teach chesed. So I got to learn about Eid HaMelech and Rus. You know, we have a lot of chazal talk about chesed. We talk about it in our Mesillas Sharm all the time, right? What is the point of the sefer? It was really the struggle. Even when we learned it, pasuk by pasuk, we went through. We even got to the second parak, right? Sometimes. But that struggle was always to understand, well, what's the message of the sefer, right? That's where we struggled all these years. So it was really a couple of years back I saw it, but I really didn't fathom what he meant, the Alshich, in his introduction. He says his introduction to Rus is, I think, singular in the way he approaches the sefer. And that's really what I thought, although I think we successfully answered, we get beautiful answers over the years, that really what qualifies one for leadership? It's actually a very interesting segue from our Mesillas Sharm Shir. What are we really doing in Mesillas Sharm Shir? We're recreating or repainting a view of the world, what matters. We're sort of reconditioning ourselves. When you look at around the world, we should see different things than we saw. That, as I mentioned, was the psychology in this book, Subliminal, which was written, 150 years after Yisrael Salanta made that point. The rate you change yourself in really is by really getting a different view of what matters. And that is a painstaking process of analysis and thought. And that's what we'll see as we go through the Mesillas Sharm. You'll see that's really what he's doing. We're getting a different picture of what matters, step by step by step. And the world looks differently. What matters to us changes, and we react differently because it really on the inside, it matters differently. So we understood that what really David HaMelech was trying to do, he said, what really matters? What really matters is not your yichus in the sense of how much money your parents had, how they were respected in the community. What really matters is the quality of character. And first and foremost in the Jewish world, it's chesed. And that's what the Sefer Rus is all about. We said that many times. And I think that really is a reasonable answer to understand why the Sefer was written. Because if you're attempting to justify your leadership of a country and you don't have the kinds of qualities that others have, what you have to show is, well, why are you qualified? And what we show is that from the Torah perspective, what really matters is chesed. But we saw in this Sefer Alshach something very, very different, very unique. And that it doesn't contradict what we had said, but really amplifies it in a way that's very unusual. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found David HaMelech and he anointed him to be the Mashiach with the Shem and the Mishkan, the famous anointing oil. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, I think it's Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara says, you know what that means? Where did he find him? What do you mean he found him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking, right? Where did he find him? So it's an obscure medrash, and he says he found him in the caves of Moab. What does that mean? So if, thoughts?
Hever. Sounds like he was hiding.
Sounds like he was hiding. As well he might have, considering the life he had to live, right?
With but, Shaul.
But from Shaul and from his son, Nebuch, his own son was executed, and he had to justify it because he didn't want him executed, and but he's trying to kill him. I mean, it's a hard story to even read, let alone write. You know, and sort of live, right? So the Alshik explains that. The Alshik, I think, understands that, and it's a foundational idea that really revolutionizes how you think about life. And he says if the Torah wouldn't say it, the Medrash wouldn't say it, he couldn't say it himself. Where do we find a cave in Moab? Where was the cave in Moab? If you recollect, Lot was in Sodom. The Malachim, because of the chesed he did for Avram Avinu, the Malachim came and they saved his life. And he wanted to go to a little town, but he got afraid and he ran. And he escaped with his daughters. His wife had turned into a pillar of salt because she didn't, as the Ramban explains, she had the temerity to look back and see that, and she had no right to do that, to see others destroyed when really she was no better. So she just had no right to do that. So she was destroyed. And they escaped to a cave in stone. And there this ugly episode of both daughters living with their father occurred. The point that Avram Avinu, because that room, he moved away, ran away from the area. What an ugly story. That's where Kodesh Baruch Hu, in that cave, found David HaMelech. What does that mean? Your perplexion is appropriate. And the Alshich HaKadosh said that had the Medrash not said, he wouldn't say it as himself. What that means is that we look at human actions from the human perspective. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a different world because he's looking into somebody's heart. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that his daughters literally were in fear that the world had been destroyed because the cataclysm of Sodom and Amorah was unbelievable. The whole world seemed to be being destroyed. And they knew, they lived with the idea there was once a Mabul. And they thought world is at end. And they thought they were the only survivors. And they felt it was up to them to procreate and live to continue the world. And they did it L'shem Shemayim. So it's a remarkable story. And I'm quoting from the Alshich. It's a Maisa Skila. Skila is the most horrendous punishment according to it's a Machlokas Chachamim and Rav Shimon. We Paskin Lechem that is the worst Avera you can do. You get Skila. He says, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the heart. And it's an Avera, but it was completely L'shem Shemayim because they thought they were doing the right thing. They believed they had a Chiyuv to save the world. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu found David HaMelech. That authenticity of action, of sincerity of action, they thought they had to do this. They were following a mitzvah. They were mistaken. But their heart was 100% pure. That's the progenitor of David HaMelech. That's how the Alshich learns the story. The story of Rusi says is about what really matters is your L'shem Shemayim. How sincere are you? It's very fascinating to me that Rashom of Wolbe, who I've quoted, because he has some commentary on the Misal Shom that I check regularly. He says, Rav Simcha Zissel, the great Bal Musar who lived at Gateshead in England till I think after the war, pointed out what really matters is not the head, it's the heart. Our heads are trying to change our heart. The human is really our hearts. What do we feel about life or what's important? As heart, which motivates us to do the right thing. It's the heart that matters. And Hashem saw she had a tremendous heart. And that's her reward. It's about what really matters. David HaMelech, again, is attempting to justify his leadership. And he's teaching Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Ruach HaKodesh, he's teaching Klal Yisrael what matters in a leader, in a manik. I remember I was once giving shir. I used to give shir in Chumash shir every Shabbos morning in the big shul in Kew Gardens. Rabbi Rosenzweig was the Rav at the time. There was a downstairs Hashkama minyan that I gave a Chumash shir. And I was, after many years of giving Shirin Chumash, one year we gave Shirin Yeshua. And I was mentioning the Medrash. I was mentioning the Medrash that says Yeshua's became the Minhag of Klal Yisrael, the Medrash says, because he made sure when people came to hear Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, he set up the chairs, he made sure it was organized, right? So there was a very chashuva lawyer, a big shot lawyer who was the, he ran the shul basically, Hashkam Min. I said, hey Josh, if you were there and you saw him doing it, you would have made him the Shamus, right? Not the Mamik, not the Rav, right? And he laughed, because that's how most of us would look at it, right? Well, yeah, you've set up chairs. You're a good Shamus. The Torah tells he was a great Mamik, because that's what it makes to be a Mamik. The Sefer Al-Sheikh learns the Sefer Rus was written to teach us what really matters. What really matters is the heart. That really drives your sincerity. It's all about sincerity. Agav Urach is very fascinating that you know why, I mean, it always all fits together. But Rus was a descendant of the king of the worst enemy in Jewish history, Eglon Melech Moav. Why was he zeichah to have one of his descendants become the Mashiach of Klal Yisrael? Because once, when the Torah was mentioned, Hashem was mentioned, he stood up off his throne. He said, Hashem's mentioned, he stands up for his throne and shows cover to Torah. One time standing up for your throne and Akash is authentically, and Hashem gives you that your descendant, that's your payback. Your descendant is able to be the manig of all of Klal Yisrael. What a story. That relationship between thought that we emphasize in our Shir and Masul Sharm, between thought and action, between how what a difference it makes if you do one mitzvah properly, that's a story for us. Could you imagine that all of the descendants of David HaMelech, they're all from someone who did a tremendously terrible act with complete sincerity? And he says, if Medrash wouldn't say it, he could never say it himself. That's what the Al-Sheikh writes. And the Al-Sheikh was no slouch ever, right? They don't call him the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh for nothing. That's how he's known, the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh. It's really about painting a different picture of what matters. And we do not get this stimulus, so we don't get this stimuli from the media that we read, from the papers that we read, from the newspapers we read. The only place you find it in the Chazal, in the Torah. And you don't even always find it there, because you have to look. The picture that the Rus paints for us is about greatness in acts that would never even make the daily papers. Rus, the same way. What made her great? What did she do? Look, she signed a Klal Yisrael. But the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh points out, every single letter, pasuk, in Rus starts with what letter? The letter Vav. Every single pasuk except for 8. Because 8 is the number that signifies bris, and she was trying to enter Klal Yisrael. And the implication is, it was L'shem Shemayim. Everything she did was so she could be, with all sincerity, become a Gioris. That's how he understands. He brings other proofs, a little more sophisticated in Americans, and he was Taka Bal Kabbalah. But I'm not going to go there, and I didn't always follow all of them. I'd have to do all the math, and it's tricky. But that's not my forte. I was once visiting Be'er Sheva, and you know, me and the Chavra, we yeshiva guys. You know how it is, you hang around the shul hoping you get invited for lunch, you know, when you're in Eretz. So we met, so the Rav of the shul, and we were hoping to invite us, but the first thing he had to do is tell us every single gematria that was ever made on the word Bereishis. We spent an hour and a half hearing about them.
And 2 weeks later,
I don't even remember the gematrias. All I know is I don't even remember having children. I couldn't wait to leave. That's all I remember. Right. So that's really, so I'm not into gematrias. But the notion is, this is what the Sefer was written for, to teach us that David HaMelech's leadership was not because of, and you have to be, the Gemara says, a Gibor Osha, a strong, although they understand that strength, not necessarily in the conventional sense. But Sefer Rus is to show, because the yichus of David HaMelech was someone who was completely Shem Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw this in advance. And the Al-Sheikh says this, and I wouldn't have said it myself. He says, that's why the halacha is, when we said a ger, you cannot accept a ger from Moav, it's Moavi below Moavis. That halacha was written by the Torah because of the exclusion that Hashem knew would happen, because there would be a great woman coming from this story, her name would be Rus, and we wanted her to be part of Klal Yisrael. and her claim to fame was the fact that she was such a tremendous balas chesed. And that's why this halacha was written in advance to allow her to be. I also thought it's a repudiation, because why wasn't, I said this many years ago, why wasn't Moav accepted? Because they didn't do chesed for us when we came out. She showed that wasn't true about the women, because she showed with her chesed that the women of Moav didn't have that failing. Because not having chesed is in the Jewish view is a blemish that doesn't go away. That's why when Eliezer looked for a shidduch for Yitzchak, what did he look? He looked for a woman who was a balas chesed, right? Because that's everything in Jewish circles. So that's my understanding of why Sefer Rus was written. It was written in Ruach HaKodesh to teach us what really matters, Chaver, in being a manik. It's about sincerity, honesty, integrity, and you will never read this in a book on leadership. In fact, there's a very interesting book written by a psychologist at Harvard called Leading Minds that I read a number of years ago. But none of these qualities, it's a very, very interesting book actually about how inspired leaders can lead people, but none of them talk about these qualities. It's worth mentioning also that the Yehuda became the Melech, also the progenitor of Governor Melech, because of his integrity. Because he was able to admit that when with Tamar, he was able to admit he was at fault. A lot of people can't say I was wrong, especially, we cannot fathom the embarrassment that engendered from that episode. But he was able to stand up and say, that's real greatness from a Jewish perspective. So again, the picture we have of the world is very, very flawed sometimes. Even as religious Jews, we see a world that's built on ideas that are not Torah. And that's why I always stress that you can't tell what somebody's religion by the length of his coat or the color of his hat or if he has a hat. You know, I think a lot of us were liable to be in, just at the time of the Melech, a lot of people were surprised. Right, Evan Rosso, Bani Ross Pinot, a lot of us are liable to be surprised, I suspect, all of us, because Kaddish Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu sees the world very different than the rest of us. It's a different world, and that's safe for us. All right, Chevra, well, maybe we'll take a 5-minute break and continue at 10.
Okay.
Questions, of course, first, Chevra.
That was great.
Pardon me?
That was great.
Thank you.
I believe
what we really, this foundation that also, I saw it first, it took me a while to absorb what he really means. I think it's a foundational idea that should help you change your view of the world as it has hit mine. What it also means, you see somebody getting great things, well, you do a chesed once and the payback is forever. That's why we always stress one mitzvah makes all the difference. We're going to continue this discussion in a different vein in our Mesillas Shalom Shir.